with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. A man is taken into custody at Donald Trump's criminal trial. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The man was a member of the public sitting in the overflow courtroom with the press where I was. He wanted to be in the main courtroom with Donald Trump, where seating is limited and first come, first serve. The man argued with court officers about this. Once the video went on in the overflow, he stood up to watch, was told he had to sit. The situation escalated. He went into the hallway with court officers, where I was told he would not back down about either standing in the overflow room or getting into the main courtroom. That's when the handcuffs came out, and a producer in the hallway says the man was taken into custody and escorted out. In court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
In today's testimony, the jury heard from former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker. The Senate is moving ahead with $95 billion in war aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Meanwhile, Russia's defense minister says Moscow will ramp up attacks on Ukrainian logistics centers and storage depots. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Sergei Shoigu's statement comes as Moscow attempts to grind out gains along the more than 620-mile-long front line ahead of May 9, when Russia commemorates victory over Nazi Germany in World War II and days after the approval by the House of Representatives of a $61 billion aid package for Kyiv that puts Ukraine a step closer to getting an infusion of new firepower. Shoigu insists Moscow will prosecute what it calls a special military operation in Ukraine until its objectives are fully achieved. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Final passage of the Ukraine aid package could come tonight. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 263 points, the NASDAQ rose 245, the S&P advanced 60. This is SRN News. Another popular children's cartoon goes woke.
Bluey is a show about a family of dogs from Australia, blue heelers, actually, and it's become an international hit, watched by millions of kids here in the U.S. In the latest episode, the producers have introduced the LGBT agenda by bringing in a character that has, quote, two moms. This is par for the course in children's programming these days, with the ultra-popular Peppa Pig show revealing gay polar bears a while back. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hindu nationalism isn't just a threat to Christians in India. According to International Christian Concern, radical Hindus in Nepal are now launching violent attacks on the small community of believers in that country. In fact, there are reports that Hindu nationalists in India are behind the uptick in persecution of Christians in Nepal. ICC is also being told by pastors on the ground evangelism in the country is becoming dangerous. This is SRN News. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is visiting Poland to meet Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk to promise more money to support Ukraine.
Rishi Sunak wants to emphasise the UK's role in defending Ukraine. The focus today from the Prime Minister is the extra support for Ukraine, more ammunition, air defences, drones and engineering support. He'll meet too with Jens Stoltenberg of the NATO Defence Alliance and offer to deploy an RAF squadron to carry out policing of Poland's skies for NATO next year.
The BBC's Chris Mason. The head of Mexico's detective service says the country is the champion of fentanyl production, contradicting President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. The president has long denied that fentanyl's produced in Mexico, but the head of Mexico's criminal investigation agency says Mexico's been the champion of fentanyl production. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.